This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I love creating my festive containers. We had weather that I could put the spruce tops in because the soil wasn't frozen. Score! I went to my local nursery and bought the accents, cedar and pine boughs, and new this year for me, dyed magnolia leaves. They're gorgeous. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. I also used my own hydrangea flowers, ornamental grasses, and berry branches from a friend who pruned for a local business. I really love using natural elements. There are so many gorgeous options, like that twisty stick that broke off in the wind and is laying in the yard. Pine cones, acorns, seed pods, sedum flowers, stems with galls, like I talked about earlier this week. There's character in nearly everything. In the past, I've spray-painted many of the elements with red or gold, but I've seen people get very creative with really any color. This year, I did choose to go all natural, but I'll likely add some lights after Thanksgiving. I'm not one for Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving, except when my fingers are freezing and I want to get out and get the festive containers ready. I guess I'm just old school, huh? If your containers are all outside like mine, then your soil could likely be frozen. Use a drill to poke some holes in there to place the main elements and add more soil to secure them. The most important thing is to know that you can take your time, place items, and step back, take a look. I move stuff around all the time while I'm working on a container. It's fun. Although, I'll admit my toes got so cold I put them in warm water, tennis shoes are not appropriate footwear for festive container creating outdoors. Go to GardenBite.com for pictures and a whole lot more. Find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Oh, and show off your festive containers. I'd love to see them. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.